Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio from the 38th edition of the Lovers Film Festival. I'm Federica Scarpa, and today I'm in company of Todd Flaherty, director of Chrissy Judy in all the Lovers competition and also the opening film of the Lovers. Hello, Todd.
Hello, thank you for having me.
First of all, would you like to introduce your film for our listeners?
Yes, so my film is called Chrissy Judy. We're calling it a platonic love story about a friendship breakup, and it's about two drag queens who are best friends, and one drag queen, Chrissy, decides to break up the act and move away from their home in New York City to pursue a romantic relationship. And the film follows Judy, the other drag queen, as he tries to figure out how to continue pursuing work as a drag artist and to live his life without his best friend by his side.
I read that this is your first feature film, and it's made in 16 days with only $20,000. So usually we ask to directors what was the biggest challenge in in making the film, but in your case, I would say, how much do you like challenges?
Well, clearly I love a challenge. Well, actually, it's not so much that I love a challenge, but it's that I refuse to take no for an answer. And we had a bunch of challenges and roadblocks, and I really wanted to make this film. I figured out the perfect way to do it, and I think, you know, the film is as beautiful as it is because of the challenges that we took on.
Where does the idea of this film come from?
I started writing it in 2018. I had just left New York City, where I lived for 13 years, to pursue a romantic relationship with someone in Philadelphia. And I started drawing on ideas of some really important friendships that I had in my 20s. And I love queer cinema, and I think that oftentimes we focus on coming out stories and stories of unrequited love, and I've never really seen a queer story about chosen family and friendship and the importance of that. And that's where it all started. I just really wanted to honor those friendships that I had had that might have suffered at the hands of a romantic relationship. I've been both a Chrissy and a Judy, and so I just wanted to dive in and explore who these two people were.
This was also the first time that you wearing, say, the wigs of a drag queen. So how did it go?
So I had never done drag before shooting this film, and there was a lot of practice beforehand. I met a friend of mine as a drag artist, and so he showed me how to paint and how to put outfits together, and he ended up doing all of our wigs and costumes for the film, but I did all my own makeup, and I did Wyatt's makeup, who plays Chrissy. Also, budgetary constrictions, we didn't have a makeup artist on set. So I had a lot of fun doing it. Drags is this really interesting experience where you put on a mask and you get to be experimental, and you get to try things without fear of failure. And it actually was a lot of fun. It was difficult on set directing and being in drag and heels, but it was fun, and the crew and the cast all had a lot of fun when we shot our drag days.
You said also this thing in the Q&A in the opening night that wearing the mask of the, let's say, the drag queen makes you feel free to failure and to find your inner voice. Is this the same in cinema for you?
It's a little scarier in cinema because you're putting, as a writer and as a director, you're putting your heart out there, and it's not as easy to hide behind the images on the screen as it is to hide behind big false lashes. So it's a little more nerve-wracking, and it gives me a little more anxiety. But we've been really lucky. Most audiences who have seen the film have really embraced and loved it, which is a huge relief.
I also read that your brother is the cinematographer in the film. How was to work with your brother?
It was effortless. My brother and I are 2.5 years apart. We shared a bedroom until he was 16 and I was 18. We have a shorthand. We kind of read each other's minds. And where he finds strength, I find weakness. And where I find strength, he has a weakness. And so we really complement each other really well. As you said earlier, there were a lot of obstacles and challenges, and both of us have the same mindset of not getting bogged down by challenges, but looking for creative outlets to break through challenges. And so it was really a dream working with him, and I hope that we do all of my future films together, if he's available.
Did you ever fight with him during the...
There were a couple moments where we were frustrated with technical elements and, you know... Of course, you want to lash out and yell, you know, why aren't the batteries charged or, you know, whatever. But again, I think, I was so grateful for all of the time that he was giving and for offering up his immense talents. He works on Saturday Night Live. And so he took time off from work to do this and worked for free for as many hours as I did. And the film is as beautiful as it is because of him. So, no, we didn't... There weren't really many squabbles on set.
Why the black and white?
When I started writing, I knew I wanted it to be in black and white. I think there's something inherently romantic about black and white films, and I loved the idea of juxtaposing that with the story of a friendship, this, like, bittersweet romance. And then also I think that there's something really timeless about this story of friendship. And I think there's just something inherently timeless about black and white films that I thought really complemented this story. So my hope is that people can watch it 10, 20 years from now and not really know when it was set or when it was made. And I think that if we had shot it in color, it would have been a totally different story. Yeah. And I also love that, like, queer cinema is the rainbow, and to strip away the color from a drag queen and to strip away the glitter lets us see the person behind all of the layers. And so I think it helped show the core of who Judy is and his struggles in the film.
Someone told me that there's an interesting story about the fox in your film. Can you tell me?
Yes. So there's a little fox at the end of our film, and I had always written it into the script. And in the fall of 2019, we had a different set of producers involved, and when the pandemic came about, we lost all of our funding, which is how our crew ended up being myself and my brother and his wife, who was our sound mixer on set. So when we got to the scene where I wanted there to be a fox, we were on the beach at night, and a fox just showed up for us when we needed it, like magic. We took the wide, and we were setting up for our close-up. And just as we were about to take, my brother, out of the corner of his eye, saw a little fox running around the beach. And so we took a pause, and the fox joined us up on the rocks where we were doing our scene. He didn't notice us, I guess, in the dark. And we got a beautiful shot, and we changed up some of the blocking to accommodate his arrival. But it was great. It was magic.
Yeah. Sign of the day.
Yes, yeah, it was in that moment. We were just wrapping shooting. I think that was our second to last day. And it was a moment when I thought, okay, I think that this is going to be a really special film.
Thank you very much, Todd.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I'm Federica Scarpa from the Lovers Film Festival, and this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.